Betty Hansen sings Der Nussbaum by Schumann. Outside of my room, there grows a nut tree, and I like to look at the swaying branches. There are always two leaves on each branch, on each end of the branch, and they whisper and they seem to kiss each other. I would like to know what they are talking about. Perhaps they talk about me, about a girl who is so happy she doesn't know really how to express her happiness. Perhaps they talk about next year when I am will be a young bride. And smilingly, the girl falls asleep, thinking of next year. You know, you have changed this. I wanted something else. It's always difficult for me, this changes, because I prepare always the translation so that I don't bother you with stumbling along with words. And then the pupils come and say, I'm sorry, I couldn't learn this song, I did another one, and I have to make up in my mind quickly the translation, so I really, this is not so very easy.
Right.
Do I? Thank you. Thank you. That's wrong. Blättrig die Äste aus. Duftig, duftig.
Es blüht mit zwei und zwei gebrochen.
This is in parentheses. Wer mag verstehen sogar leise?
I want to
apologize
to Dr.
No, not at all. It was right.
What's the matter?
It was, she always said, you know, V and W, she said, always yeah. The same. You know?
Wer mag verstehen? Betty, you sentimentalize this song. You do what Gloria Niger. Now, where is Gloria Niger? Is she there?
She's not here yet.
Oh. She asked me a question last time. She said to me, you said that I sentimentalize Die Liebende Scheibe by Mendelssohn. Would you explain to me what is sentimentality? And she gave me rather a headache. It's very difficult to say that. But I will try to explain it, but I better wait till she comes. She will come today?
Yeah, she's teaching school.
Oh, then I wait for her. And that is then also for you, yeah? You sentimentalize it. You know, this is very simple, this song. You do too much drama out of that. It is in the small frame. The main thing is here, the lovely floating musical line. Always, es grünt dein Obstbaum vor dem Haus. Duftig, luftig breitet. As if you are swaying with the branches out there. Then it was very good that you changed your expression when you talk about yourself. Flüstern von einem Mäcklein, das Dächte. But you do it so, as if there is a great tragedy behind you. No, but it comes out like that, because you give too much. Das Dächte, die Nächte, und tagelang. Selber nicht was. Oh, it is so happy. Doesn't know really what to do. Sie flüstern. Wer mag verstehen? You say that really to the public. Who understands the language of the tree? And then you come back to yourself. Flüstern vom Bräutigam und Nächsten. Yeah, that can be also motion. But if you do too much in the beginning, you will... You do something which is too strong for this song. See? Simpler. Will you try it once more from the beginning? You know, always those songs which are apparently very simple are the most difficult ones. Because in my opinion, the heights of artistry is greatest simplicity. And to reach that and to be able to be expressive and very simple at the same time is very, very difficult. And a terrific proof of somebody. So you have chosen something very difficult. Perhaps you thought it's...
No, I thought it was complex. I love the song and uh-huh. I wanted to know uh-huh. it.
Now let's do it once more, yeah?
Thank you.
Says to her, oh, you will be so happy. The tree talks to him. Das Mäglein lauscht, es rauscht im Baum.